The Washington Post reported this week that the Environmental Protection Agency has started funneling all grant money through a single political appointee in the nation's capital. The Post also says EPA staff were told this summer to block all grants to Alaska. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin says the state has a lot riding on how EPA grants are awarded.
The Post says the order came in July, on the same day Senator Lisa Murkowski voted against a health care reform bill. At first, staffers were told to stop all grants to Region 10, the Northwest. Then the block was narrowed to just Alaska. The Post says it lasted 2 weeks. At the State Department of Environmental Conservation, Manager Bill Griffith is waiting for the state's annual water and sewer grants, about $40 million.
Those awards are made to the state late in the federal fiscal year, so that's typically sometime in September. We haven't received them yet, but that's not out of the ordinary.
The EPA sends about $30 million a year to Alaska tribes. And Griffith says he's heard tribal water and sewer grants haven't arrived yet either, not by the first week in September anyway. An EPA spokesman declined to answer any of the specific questions we asked about the new grant awards process. He didn't deny the Post's reporting, but replied to an email with a single sentence, saying the agency is making sure funding is in line with the EPA's mission and policy priorities. The Post names the ultimate decision maker on grants as John Conkus. He's a Deputy Associate Administrator of Public Affairs at EPA headquarters. Conkus was a county-level chairman for the Trump campaign in Florida. Some former EPA appointees say the new process doesn't sound good.
In my view, it's highly unusual. It's not something that I ever saw occur during the time that I was at EPA.
Dennis McLaren was the EPA Region 10 administrator under President Obama. In prior administrations, regional grant applications were decided at the regional level. And McLaren says it's the professional staffers in those offices who should be making the decisions because they have scientific and technical expertise.
The political screen is really, to my mind, not the appropriate way to go about looking at grant applications if you want people to believe that the judgments about who should receive the funding are fair and even-handed.
McLaren says every administration has its policy priorities. He says the way to carry them out is to put them in the criteria for making grant decisions, not by running all the applications through a political appointee. But McLaren says the Post report is in line with what he's heard about how the EPA is shifting under Administrator Scott Pruitt.
Certainly, I have heard from professional staff that remain at the agency that they're not being involved in decision-making as they used to be in prior administrations. There's a group of political appointees that are meeting that exclude career-level staff from the discussions.
The Washington Post reports that Conkus, the EPA appointee, doesn't like to see the words climate change on any applications. McLaren says that's not good for Alaska, where he says climate change is a top concern, especially in coastal villages. Kurt Ilo used to work for the EPA in Alaska. Now he runs a nonprofit in Anchorage that gets an EPA grant. Ilo says the Post article was alarming to Alaskans waiting for grant awards.
It adds more caution and more fear to our already nervous bunch of grantees in Alaska. But it, you know, we don't know what the outcome is going to be yet. So, but it certainly does increase the anxiety.
Ilo doesn't know of any Alaska grants that have been withheld, but he's concerned about the next funding cycle. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.